Welcome to the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International Broadcast with Chaplain William and Sister Velvet Holmes. The Lord has called Chaplain Holmes along with Sister Velvet to minister to those who are in jail, prison, and to those on death row throughout the United States and Canada to share with them the gospel of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, helping them to turn from a life of crime and sin to a brand new life in Jesus. They were also called to pray for the sick so God can heal. Now, here's Chaplain Holmes and Sister Velvet.
Praise the Lord. Praise God. And the Heaven Bound Train International Prison Ministry Broadcast is on the air. This is Chaplain William Holmes, along with my wonderful companion, Missionary Velvet Holmes. It's such a great blessing to be able to come into your homes, automobiles, place of confinement, wherever you might be, to share with you the great gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
To let you know sweet Jesus loves you. He is concerned about you. He wants to make a real change in your life. To take you off the Broadway, put you on the straight and narrow way. Praise God. We're in this teaching series talking about the end times, so we'd like for you to call a neighbor and a friend. Tell them to tune into today's broadcast. At the close of the broadcast, get ready for the powerful prayer of faith. Because today could be your day for deliverance. My beautiful companion, Missionary Velvet, is here to read the Word of God. Now, we'll be going through this teaching series. It's better for you all to understand this Bible than to believe what some preachers tell you and live in the life of fantasy, not understanding these scriptures. I'm telling you, praise the Lord. Amen. We need to understand these scriptures. Amen. We need to understand these scriptures because the Bible is going to be fulfilled. Whether you believe it or not, it's going to be fulfilled.
Amen.
Praise God. I'm telling you. Amen. There's no need to try to live a weak doctrine, a weak Christian, and then ain't able to stand. And then when these tough times come in, like we're teaching here in this series, you be trying to say, praise God, that I want Jesus to come. I'm trying to pull Jesus out the sky. I'm telling you, it don't work because some people teach, even I heard them teach, they talk about the church be raptured before the tribulation. Sometime I heard them teach, talking about you be raptured in part of the tribulation and all of that. Amen. The Lord is not mixed up. You hear me? It's not mixed up. Amen. So I'm going to go by this, what Jesus said. You better believe what Jesus said. Stop believing what these folk tell you.
Just be ready.
But be ready. But be ready. Praise God. Best be ready. Amen. Let's go back to the gospel according to St. Matthew 24 chapter. Amen. Let's pick up at verse number 20, Missionary Velvet. What is it?
But pray ye that your flight be not in the winter, neither on the Sabbath day. For then shall be great tribulation, such as was not since the beginning of the world to this time. No, nor shall ever be.
Amen. It's going to become a time when it's going to be tight. Even in this country, we are blessed with a great government that gives the freedom of religion. Some nations don't have that. But we are blessed in a nation because of the founding fathers of George Washington, Thomas Jefferson, amen, James Madison, and those, amen, founding fathers. They gave us the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, part of the Constitution of the United States, that we have the freedom of religion. And that's a blessing in these great United States, this nation. But it looks like, even in this nation, that people don't want to worship God like they should. Amen. People feel like that God do not exist. I looked on social media, and some person said, I don't believe in imaginary friends. Amen. I want to let you know, praise God, amen, Jesus is real. My God is real. My God is not imaginary. It's real. Even though I don't see him with the physical eye, but I can see what he can do. I'm telling you, I can see what the Lord can do. Amen. Look and see what God can do. Amen. Amen. I'm telling you, I know God is real. Amen. My God is not imaginary. I know God is real. Amen. Praise the Lord. But people, unbelief is so much in darkness. It's so much in darkness. Praise God. Amen. Praise the Lord. But I want to let you know that, praise God, amen, We need to get it like the Bible said. Get a rock bottom salvation. Work your salvation out. Seek the Lord. I'm telling you, when the Lord forgive you for your sins, he let you know. Your mind changed. You're not like you used to be. The Lord take away the desire of sin, the taste for alcohol, the taste for drugs, the taste for the lust of the flesh. He takes all that away.
Amen.
You don't want that stuff no more. Because the Bible says in 2 Corinthians 5:17, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things come new. Not some things, but all things come new. It's time to accept Jesus as your Savior. That's the most important thing. Amen. Most important thing. Praise God. Amen. Now, Israel is going through a time of turmoil, a time of hardship, a time of trouble. All of that. Amen. I'm telling you, great tribulation shall come. Amen. Amen. So much tribulation among the world where that people had not even realized. It become a time that this freedom we have on to preach the gospel on radio, to spread the gospel on radio, won't be as free in them days like that. We got to cut it off. I'm telling you. All of that. I'm telling you, amen. Go and hide it and spread the gospel. Be behind closed doors. Amen. Have churches. We used to have churches out in the open, but you can't have church no more. You got to go and hide it and have churches. There are some countries you got to do that now. I'm telling you, praise the Lord. That's when you got to be so enough saved and sanctified and filled with the Holy Ghost. That you able to stand in those days. Able to stand. Praise God. Amen. I'm talking about a time when your freedom of religion be taken from you. Your freedom of speech be taken from you. Your freedom, amen, to, amen, say. Because I'm telling you, amen. When the Antichrist come, I'm telling you, amen, you got to watch what you say with your mouth. Because, amen, what you say can hurt you or get you killed. I'm telling you, praise the Lord. Amen. All right, praise the Lord, God, amen. What it says, Missionary Velvet?
And except those days should be shortened, there should no flesh be saved. But for the elect's sake, those days shall be shortened.
Now, Jesus said the elect's sake. That means the people of God. So everybody, evidently some people will be here. He ain't said you be going somewhere. Amen. So y'all better believe what this Bible said, y'all. Y'all better believe what this Bible said. Praise God. And stop believing what some of these folk tell you and believe what this Bible says. What it says, Missionary Velvet?
Then if any man shall say unto you, lo, here is Christ, or there, believe it not.
Yep, y'all heard what that Bible said? Amen, glory, amen. People be trying to pull Jesus out the sky. Y'all heard me? Praise the God. Trying to pull him out the sky. Amen. But Jesus said, don't believe it. Amen. Don't believe it.
For there shall arise false Christs and false prophets, and shall show great signs and wonders, insomuch that if it were possible, they should deceive the very elect.
Y'all heard what that Bible said? Yeah. Amen. And like I said, you got Christians today trying to pull Jesus out the sky. You know what I mean? And like, and say, Jesus over here. Jesus over there. And you going to run over there and see him? No, I'm not me. I'm not going over there. Amen. Y'all, you go over there if you want to, but I'm not going over there. Amen. I'm telling you, I'm going to believe what Jesus said here. Amen. It's time to stop trying to look for an easy way out. There's only one way out. That is through the blood. Being washed in the blood of the Lamb. Amen. Amen. You can't go to heaven with one foot in the world and one foot in the church. Being churchy on Sunday and live like the devil during the week. But the Lord wants 24-hour Christians. That's what he wants. Not just Sunday morning, not just prayer meeting Christian, but he wants people that can live right. Serve the Lord 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Because this is an inside job. It comes on the inside and it works on the outside. Because Jesus come to change lives and make your life brand new. I'm telling you, make your life brand new. Amen. People, we need to get it like the Bible said. Them sanctified folks sing a song. Is you got it? Is you got it like the Bible said? Is you got it? Is you got it? Is you got it like the Bible said? You got to work your salvation out. You hear me? People want this homemade stuff. This homemade stuff ain't going to cut it. You hear me? I'm telling you, it's going to play out. But get it so you'll be real for God. Real for God. Because Jesus wants people to be real. Amen. I know this is very deep teaching. Very deep teaching. We're going to continue it, amen, as we go into February of 2026. Praise God. I'm telling you, the end times. Amen. Praise. Amen. Let's get ready for the powerful prayer of faith. Let's get ready for the powerful prayer of faith. Amen. Let us pray. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you for we've been teaching all these weeks, talking about the end time. Lord, look on people with mercy. Those that's in sin, let them pray. Say, Lord, I'm a sinner. If you forgive me of my sin, Lord, I'll live right. Blot out their transgressions. Cast their sins away in the sea of forgiveness. Wash them in your precious blood that you shed on Calvary. Baptize believers. Fill them up. Run them over with the baptism of the Holy Ghost and the speaking in tongues. Lord, heal the sick, those that sicken their bodies. I come against cancer, high blood pressure, sugar diabetes, arthritis, the flu bug, the coronavirus. Lord, eye disease, whatever it is, stretch forth your nail-scarred hand. Touch, heal, and deliver by the power of God. Lord, go into the jails and prisons. Touch these prisoners. Let them know, Lord, you can change their lives. Make their life brand new. Lord, turn their life around. Lord, do these things. We'll praise your holy name. In Jesus' mighty name we ask it. Amen, amen. Just lift your hands up, say thank you, Jesus. Amen. Just drop me a line. Write me. Those of you that's incarcerated, write me. Tell me how this broadcast has been a blessing unto you. Amen. Said, Devin, I'll be glad to receive your mail. Amen. Here come my wonderful companion, Missionary Velvet.
Praise him, praise him. The song said, there is no secret what my God can do. What he done for others, he would do the very same thing for you. In other songs, if you call on Jesus, he will answer prayer. Jesus is the answer for the whole wide world. He is the one that can deliver you, that can make a difference in your life. So you allow him to do that. Those behind prison bars and the homes, and I love you. Jesus loves you even more. As I often said to you, he is your best friend. Your best friend will be there no matter what. And Jesus is that best friend for you. Those in the free world, we thank you for your prayer and support of our ministry. Continue to pray for us. We pray for you. And that you also allow Jesus Christ to have control of your life. And remember that God loves you with the everlasting love, and we do too. But the most of all, to the whole wide world, the power of God is just the same today. It doesn't matter what people say, what they think. Whatsoever God has promised, he is able to perform. He is a God that will not and cannot lie. What he say, it will come to pass. So take heed and allow him to rule in your life. God can do anything. You give him a chance. May God bless you.
We sure do love you. Pray for Missionary Vera and myself. The Lord open up doors. We begin to more jails and prisons. Amen. Today's broadcast, the Chaplain William Holmes, along with one companion, Missionary Velvet, saying that
if Jesus should come for you today, will you be ready to go? May God bless you.
You have been listening to the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International broadcast. If you would like any items mentioned on the broadcast, you can request them by writing to the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International, P.O. Box 38182, Richmond, Virginia 23231. That's P.O. Box 38182, Richmond, Virginia 23231. Bibles and other religious materials are free to prisoners. Chaplain Holmes and Sister Velvet welcome those in the free world to write, to request prayer, or to send gifts of support, which are tax deductible. Visit their website at www.heavenboundtrain.org to email them, learn more about their ministry, or play a Bible game. Join us again for more of the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International broadcast with Chaplain William and Sister Velvet Holmes.